Leaders in the House are trying to get their members behind the bill, and we're going to hear now from a freshman House Republican, Congressman Rob Woodall of Georgia. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Melissa. I'm glad to be here.
Congressman Woodall, you were a yes vote last Friday on Speaker Boehner's debt bill at a time when 22 of your fellow Republicans defected. Are you also a yes vote on this new bill?
I am a yes vote again today. For me, it's a matter of whether we're moving the needle in the right direction or the wrong direction. And both last week and today, whether you think it's a lot or a little, we are moving the needle in the right direction.
And would you say you're a happy yes vote, or are you sort of a hold your nose and vote yes person?
Well, I knew when I got here, Melissa, as much as I wanted everything to be my way all the time, that there are a lot of folks here with a lot of different opinions. While you might try to throw the long bomb all the time in football, it's really that 3 yards in a cloud of dust where the progress happens. And that's what we've done here today. It's 3 yards in a cloud of dust, and we'll all suit up again tomorrow and start working anew.
Congressman Woodall, you're also in a tiny minority. You're one of just six House Republicans, six out of 240, who did not sign the pledge, vowing not to vote for any net tax increases, the Grover Norquist pledge. Do you accept that some tax increases will be necessary in the next phase of this to balance out these spending cuts?
I don't, Melissa. You know, we didn't sign that pledge in our part of the world because everybody knew we weren't a tax raiser. There's a difference between raising revenue and raising taxes. I voted for the Paul Ryan budget, and the Paul Ryan budget anticipates raising revenue from 14.5% of GDP all the way up to 18% of GDP. But we don't raise taxes to make that happen. We just generate more taxes by getting the economy back on track.
What about things like closing corporate loopholes, ending some corporate tax breaks for jet owners, the things the president's been talking about? Could you be behind that?
Absolutely. I'm a huge fan of eliminating those. And in fact, I have offered a bill in Congress that's called the Fair Tax Plan that eliminates absolutely every bit of corporate welfare in the entire system. But at the same time, I'd like to then lower rates, broaden that base, and that's what economists tell us is going to get the economy moving again.
There are those on the Republican side, though, who would say that even that is too much, that none of those, what you might call revenues or tax increases, whatever you call them, should be on the table at all. What do you say to those folks in your party who take that position?
You know, I actually would say that for the most part, folks are mischaracterizing their position. The hardest core of the hardest core conservatives, and I'd like to count myself among them, believe that if you're going to deal with taxes, you should deal with things that are economic incentives. And most of these, what I'd call bad tax breaks, they don't get us anything on the economic increase side of the ledger, which is why we'd like to take them away from there and put them back into reducing those rates and broadening that base.
I'm curious how you would assess the role of Tea Party Republicans in Congress, who essentially forced the hand of Speaker Boehner on these debt votes. Do you think they have done damage to your party, or have they strengthened it?
Oh, I'm a huge supporter, even more so of the Tea Party across the country than the members who identify themselves as Tea Party members here in Congress. The Tea Party has given us the strength to do things in this country that we have not been able to do for so long. Again, we can argue about whether or not we've moved the needle enough in this proposal, but we're going to reduce discretionary spending, not the rate of increase, but actual spending, 2 years in a row. That has not happened in you or my lifetime, and I absolutely give our Tea Party patriots across the country with giving this Congress the courage to make that happen.
Congressman Woodall, good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Yeah, happy to be here.
That's Representative Rob Woodall, Republican of Georgia, who says he will vote yes on the debt bill.